Hello?
Hi, Leandros. Good afternoon.
How you doing, honey?
Hi. I am good, Leandros. Thank you for asking. How about yourself? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, trying to finish up a job.
Oh, this is not a good time to call?
No, I'm not going to put you off this time because I told you it the last time, so I'm going to talk to you this time.
Okay. Yes, but I mean, if it's not a good time, of course, I can definitely call back later.
No, we need to talk. We need to talk. So talk to me.
Okay. All right. So, yes, I am following up in regards to the pending payments for your Google Verified campaign.
Okay. So, all right. So, tell me where I am. What are we doing? Talk to him. I'm writing this down as you talk.
Yeah, so we have two payments that are pending. One is for $113.56. And then $413.56.
Okay.
And then the other one is $384.60.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so those are.
Yes. Okay, you told me that my account was suspended, but I'm still seeing leads come in.
Yes, I checked in with my team, and they said that they did not suspend the account at the time because you still have remaining budget left for your Google Verified campaign. Remember, you actually added more. Currently, you have 700, so they went ahead and still allowed the campaign to run, but they said if the once the budget is like fully spent, then that's the time they're gonna go ahead and pause it.
When will it be fully spent?
I'm not very sure because they will be the one to do the accounting and check how many how much amount is left.
All right, so here's my problem. My problem is I'm not getting drywall repair jobs. I'm getting exterior painting jobs. I'm getting almost everything that I'm not getting really what I want. I know interior painting is on there. I know cabinet painting is on there, drywall repair, but I can't remember the last time I did a drywall repair job for Sloka Splash. And that's not a job, too.
We can go ahead and check on your Google Verified campaign. Let me open it here. Oh, by the way, for the insurance, were you able to get it already?
Oh, I forgot about that. How much time do I have?
Actually, it is today when it expires, the 19th.
Okay, so if I take care of it tomorrow, will it be a problem? Because I'm not going to have time to run to the bank, make a deposit, and call the insurance company. I forgot all about it.
It's okay. You can settle this one tomorrow. I think we still have time.
Okay. I'm putting this in my notes right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting what I need, honey. I'm just not getting what I need. I'm not getting my drywall repair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I'm looking at another company. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm looking at another company right now because I don't know what to do. I want drywall repair, the interior painting. I got leads that I'm going to send back to you to let you know that they're not even part of what we're supposed to be doing. Outside jobs, they're not. It's not part of it. So I got outside job. I got marketeers calling me. You all are sending me numbers for marketeers. But I'm not getting what I need.
I understand where you're coming from. Let me go ahead and check on your Google Verified campaign. I'll try to see what are the services that are currently enabled for you. Let me just pull it out very quick. Okay, so the only categories or services that we have enabled for you is repair drywall, cabinet painting, and paint indoors.
I know it. I know that.
Would you like to pause the cabinet painting and paint indoors first to give focus on repair drywall?
We tried that before, and I won't get what I needed. So we opened the doors for interior painting and cabinet painting just to have some work.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a kitchen cabinet painting job from y'all in 3 to 4 weeks. I'm not even averaging one a week with y'all.
So let me go ahead and check on your leave here. So, okay. March 14, this was a repair drywall. From, let's see, location is Kerry. Let me check the message. We have a one ceiling hole, 6x6, 4 patches of vent and crack on drywall.
March 14?
Yes, March 14.
I'm looking at the text from you. I don't have a text from you for March 14. I'm looking at the local splash text that I get from you guys, and I don't see it. There is no 14th. There is no 15th. Today is the 17th. I got 3 texts from y'all today.
Let me check on your leads for today.
Yesterday. Yesterday was the 18th. So yesterday I got 1. The Tuesday I had 1, 2, 3, 4. I reached out to all those people. And I called them, sent text, no response.
Those are actually from your Google listing campaign. For Google Verified, the last lead that came in was this one, March 14. Could you kindly check your text message and see if you have...
Hey, hold on for a minute. I need to make sure we're on the same page. I'm receiving text from you all. It says, phone call, lead from Local Splash. It's a text that comes in. The text number is 951-221-4111. That number is coming from Local Splash. That's the Local Splash phone number that's texting me every time it says I get a lead. So I'm not going to my app. Are you telling me I'm supposed to be going to my app? Let me see. If I go to my app right now, and I hit leads, and I'm looking for the dates. I do see a March 14th, a 13th. So, okay. All right. So this is a problem. So tell me, first of all, the text that I'm getting from you all, where are those leads coming from?
Depending on the campaign that you are actually, that you have, because you have Google Verified, you also have, Local SEO, right? If you also check on your, try to confirm you did not receive a text message to your phone number 0996, which says Local Splash, Leonders, we are forwarding you a new lead from your Google Verified ad with a message. We have one ceiling hole, 6x6, 4 patches of dent crack.
When did you send it? Oh, I'm looking at it now.
March 14, yes.
Okay, so how many different ways is it?
Each time you actually get a Google Verified lead, the system will automatically send you a text message. So, like, for example, on March 14, that one, we sent you a text letting you know you have a Google Verified campaign lead. There is also another one stating you have a lead form from your Facebook ad campaign. That is also on March 14.
I'm going too many different places.
The text notification is actually used to make sure that you get notified whenever you have a lead. But still, we suggest clients whenever you get
there. Hold on for a minute. I really got to try to understand. Just hold on for a second. Okay, so this is part of the problem. All right, so I'm gonna need you to try to answer this question for me as simple as you can. I have three separate questions because I have three separate ways that you guys are contacting me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first way is the app. I go to leads. I'm looking at Kurt Trahanas. Phone number last four ends in 9063. Okay? I just sent him a text, but the text is not visible in the app. When I hit send and I go back to it, you would think the text would be in there so I can see that I sent him a message. It's not in there.
Mm-hmm. So while I was talking
to you, I sent out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I sent out 7 texts. But once I hit send, and I want to go back to see if I can see the text, I can't see it. I can't see it.
Listen, did you send the text through the application?
I did.
Okay. I believe we have already escalated this to our team. We've let them know about this. I'm going to make a follow-up with them because I remember this issue before that you raised about not seeing the text message that you sent.
I know it, but it's not helping me. I can't even pay you guys because of all of the issues I'm having. So now what I'm doing literally right now, I am having to go to each one of the notes sections. I'm having to go to each one of the notes sections in here where it says notes and add a note. And I'm having to copy and paste that I sent a text to them so I'll know that I did it. That's just too much work. That's too much work because it's the only way that I can know that I sent something.
I'm so sorry about that, Leandron. I'm going to go and make a follow-up with our team on that to see if we have already fixed it.
Well, I'm literally sitting here right now while I'm talking to you, putting these notes in the notes section and hitting add and save because that's the only way that I can determine that there is that I've reached out to them. It's the only way. Okay. So the phone calls or the leads that are coming in through the app. I'm under leads. I'm under the name leads. I'm not on the call. I'm not on the messages. I'm under leads. Those leads that are coming in, are they coming from Google My Business or are they coming from Google Verified? Or are they coming from both?
So here in your leads tab, if you actually select all of the leads will show to you. If you wanted to go ahead and only see the Google verified leads, you may need to click on the filter and then select or check only the Google verified and then hit apply. One way as well, for example, you are on the all leads, like all the leads are showing. One way to identify it, if it's a Google verified lead is that it will show a sign of letter G. For example, first one, Curtis, and the next, Wireless St. Louis, Missouri, and the number ending in 717471. You show there's like call button on the left side. That means they actually called and they came in from your Google listing. Next one, there's a letter G.
Hold on, 747471 means what? I don't see a call button.
Oh, let me see. This is actually a phone call. There is a call button there.
I see a phone in blue to the left of 7471.
I'm sorry. You see a?
I see. Okay. At the very top, Kurt Trahanis, there's a blue phone to the left of his, let's do it this way.
Listen, yes, that means it's a call. The blue call button.
Let's do it this way. I'm going to send you a text. I just sent you a text.
Okay.
That blue phone. What does that blue phone mean?
That means it's a call.
They called me?
Yeah, yes. It's a call lead.
No. Did they call me or do I need to call them? What does that phone, what does that telephone mean to me?
That means they called your number.
That means they called my number. Okay, that yes. Check down there, what does that check mean down there?
Let me see. Oh, okay, so it's different, sorry. It should be letter G. Let me just check here. Can you go ahead and click the one that is check mark?
I did. It says Google guaranteed message.
Yes, so that one, so it's not, okay, they might have updated it, so it's actually showing SG on my end, but for Google verified or Google guaranteed lead, that will be a check mark.
So everything with a check mark is Google guaranteed?
Yes.
Everything with a phone call is coming from what? Google My Business?
Mm-hmm. That's so
everything,
it could be,
everything with a phone call is Google My Business. Everything with a check mark is Google Verified.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. So, and then you all are backing it up with the text that you are sending me?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So, okay, so I need to go to one place now. I don't want you to, don't change anything. I think I'm understanding. So the phone calls is coming from Google My Business. The check marks is Google Guaranteed. And F is Facebook.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
I need y'all to give me a chance to make some money to pay that bill. Don't suspend me. Because I didn't know how this was working. There's just a lot going on. I've been going by the text you all been sending me, but now for the first time, now I understand what I got here. I'm looking at it and I understand. The phone calls is Google My Business. The text is Google Verified. And the F is Facebook.
You actually have an upcoming bill, Yonders, for March 24. This is for your SEO, which is 149 and 100 on Facebook ads. What I can do to help you with that, because 24 is very near, that's like next Tuesday, I'm going to extend your billing date for 2 weeks on that, so that gives you more time to go ahead and generate income so that you can pay the bill. But for the Google Verified campaign, unfortunately, because that is controlled by Google, we don't have any means
to extend it. How much time do I have to pay? The 149 is due when?
It's going to due on March 24, but I will extend it for 2 weeks. So it will be April 2nd.
This is not good that I'm missing this kind of work like this. Not good at all. But I've been talking to other companies. So Facebook, there's a Facebook ad right here. When Facebook, March the 5th. Oh, I know I missed him. Okay. So how much time do I have to pay the, how much time do I have to pay Google Ads, Google Verified?
Let me see. There's no, let me check. The due date was actually on March 11.
What if I pay one of them?
Yes, you can go ahead and pay one of them, but it would still be the same if in case time will come that the funds is already like used up, then it will still pause because there is still one pending.
How much time do I have before they suspend anything?
They actually did not put it here. I can go ahead and check with my team and ask them to check if how much time do we have left before the Google Verified campaign suspends.
Find out if they can stretch it out for me so I can hopefully, now that I know what I'm looking at, I will be going straight to the app. I was not going to the app before, remember, because there was problems with the app. And there's still problems with the app because I can't see the text that I'm sending them.
Yes, Landers, I apologize on that. Don't worry, I'll also make a follow-up with that on our team so we can check what's the status of that one.
Okay, call me back and let me know. You going to call me back today?
As soon as I get an answer, I'll call you back.
You call me back today?
Yes, once I get an answer from the Google Verified team, because I will be asking them when or how much time do we have before the Google Verified account suspends.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right, thanks a lot.
Absolutely, Andres.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.